You don't know. You don't know just about.
No. Just, I like your case.
Oh, thanks.
Like the cherry?
Yeah. I just put that on from my last gallon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cute. I like
but
it.
But I can't believe you don't know. Just vote.
No, who says that?
It's like a meme video. Oh. Like, it's like, Nina. Really? If you know Nina, put Nina down in the comments. But no, dude, I feel like I haven't seen you in ages.
I know.
Last time we filmed, we did a quick little, cute little, sweet little episode because it was the same night as our Galentine's, yeah. Which was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's so funny how like we spend time thinking of things and putting it all together. Mm-hmm. And then like you just get there, the day comes, the people come, and then you just kind of vibe because we didn't end up doing the painting.
Yeah.
We didn't.
No.
Would it be like that? It really be like that.
It really does. No, we had fun.
It was fun for sure.
Yeah.
But what's been up? I feel like, I don't know why. Like
I know.
I just saw you really, I mean, not just. But
low-key, a lot can happen. Well, especially literally nowadays.
Literally in a day.
Like, dude, no. So much can happen. Especially in our situations, like...
No, I know.
It's, like, day and night.
No, it is. It really is.
I don't know. I'm, like, struggling between... Okay, this is my struggle right now.
Okay.
I guess you could say. Is, like... So, every time... Nothing ever bad happens to me, okay? Good things happen, okay? So, I'm not trying to say bad things happen.
Okay.
But it's, like, I swear I go out, I enjoy my time. But then because I'm so observant of certain things and certain people's behaviors, I'm like, maybe I just need to focus on myself. But I am, like, I'm focusing on myself, so I don't know why I say that.
Right.
I don't know, like, I guess, like, yeah, I don't know, because I also, like, I have a great time, I have fun going out, but it's just like,
what are you, like, observant to, like, what's
men
the
and men's behavior?
Like, what do you do? Girl, what do
no,
you do?
No, like, I'm just, no, I just, I get so confused, you guys, at this day and age and people, yeah. Or maybe it's just I'm around the wrong crowd. Oh my God, I was like way over here. I don't know. I met this guy and he's just a friend. Just met this guy who's a friend, and we were just talking about life situations, and he told me, he was like, yeah, I just got out of like a 4 or 5 year relationship. Mm. And in my head I took note of that. I'm like, ooh, like,
of course,
yeah, you know,
what's
that's
mean?
Why I was like, okay, strictly friend, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just did that thing that I talked about last episode, the
oh yes. I didn't hear it again.
I don't know why.
I'm
that,
like, I must do it too if
you
I
think
don't
so?
Hear it.
Yeah, I don't know why that happened, sorry. But yeah, we were talking about that, and then I was like, cool. But he did seem like a little bit more, I guess, pursuant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't know. I was just going with the vibes. And then we all went out recently. And I just see that he looks very much in love with his ex.
No.
So, yeah.
Like,
so I'm
why?
Just like, what?
Like, she was there?
Yes. But, yes. But yeah, I don't, I'm just like,
what, and then, do you like, what, why do you say that though? Like, what was he doing to show like giving still in love?
Like, very much like watching her every move. Hmm. Very much. And that's why I'm like, okay, you men have to figure your stuff out. Like, what is, or, right. Like, I don't understand. Like, and then it's like, why? Well, I don't know. I get making friends, I guess. But if you're trying to like kind of be, I don't even know what you want to call it, pursue on another woman.
Right. Like, why?
What is happening here? Yeah. You know? And that's why I say, like, I'm too observant. And it's, like, I want to be nonchalant and be, like, a cool friend. Like, I really want to be that person. But then sometimes I'm just, like, well, what are you doing?
Right.
You know?
Did I just do it? I think I just did the noise.
You did?
Yes, I think.
You probably did. See?
That's weird.
I know. I don't know why it happened.
I'm going to have to look that up. but do you think it was like one of those situations where it was like he was trying to like bring somebody around in front of her to like make her jealous type thing?
No, because mind you, there was like a ton of girls. Hmm. I don't know if I'm just like the only observant one, or maybe I'm the only one that's like pays attention to situations like that.
Right.
But there were a few, like a ton of girls. But I think maybe I was more observant because like, we had a conversation about it. So I was like, oh, like, he seems like a cool guy or whatever. But I don't know. It's just, like, almost, like, because I know how women are and stuff, I don't want to even really... That's what I'm saying. I want to be cool.
See, but I feel like anybody would have peeped that, right? Where it's like, you're like, okay, like, didn't you invite me? Like, I don't think it's like you reading too far into things or anything like that. So? No, because I'm like, if anybody was invited. It's kind of odd. Yeah. It's like, anybody were to be invited by somebody and then you go out and the whole time their attention is, whether it's the ex or who, it just makes it worse that it was the ex of 5 years.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't expect his, like, he's a friend. So it's like, I don't expect the attention to be on me, but I was just like, damn, like, you're
but
like,
yeah, in no, love. It's like, you know, yeah, 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 exactly.
And I guess it's more of like, oh, I thought you were like, I don't know, not like that.
Like, I thought you were over it.
Yeah, yeah, not like that. Like, I was like, dang, like, you're like
watching every move.
Yeah, like, you're in love.
You're like, did you guys break up?
Right. So I was like, oh, that's what I'm saying too. I also know how women are, so it's like, I don't want to like. Like, he's a really cool person to hang out with, but I also don't want to, like, be in, I don't know.
Like, in drama?
Yeah. Like, not that I think it'll be drama, but I don't want to, like, I don't know how to explain.
What was the saying? Wasn't it you that was telling me a saying last time we were talking about, like, people in long...
relationships?
Yeah, and it was like, what is it? Not one, not two, but the third time or something. Am I thinking that up?
Wait, the one where it's like...
It was like, they're not really broken up until something, right? Something along the lines of that.
How we always say it's going to be the littlest thing? Or you're saying...
No, I'm saying like in context of like 5 years when you're talking long relationships, uh-huh. It's like, are you really broken up? Or is this just like you guys are mad at each other? Like, right. You know, you
we
always have
talking
that
about
ex that,
but I know what you're talking about. Right. Yeah.
I'm like... I'm on another podcast. And it's just consisting of me in my head. I swear we were. Like, I swear there was like a
maybe we were.
That you were like, they say, like, after, it's not until after.
Oh, you're talking about the baby mama thing. How it's like, they say under five, the relationship's still alive.
Yes. The kid. Yes. Yes. Same thing. I'm like, under 5 years.
In a relationship.
No, actually, it should be over 5 years relationship.
This is still alive. You
know? Yes.
Yeah.
Over five, well, relationship,
like,
alive.
Y'all need to, like, what do you, like, don't. I get making friends. But that's why I say, like, I don't know. Maybe it's like, I don't want to say I read people the wrong way because it's like. No, like, I think you're a little bit pursuing.
Yeah, right.
So I wouldn't say, but why if you're so in love over here? Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. I guess I just don't like that. I don't like wishy-washy or people that are like literally, I don't like that. You know,
no,
what I'm
for
saying?
Sure. I think a lot of men people, but there is a lot of men, mm-hmm. at least that I've seen, are so like prideful,
yes.
that they just could never admit, like, oh, especially if the girl on the other side, and not in this specific situation, because mm-hmm. I don't even know the people, but just in general, especially if the girl on the end is like over it and they're done, mm-hmm. I think men are so prideful that they feel like they have to be like, I don't care, like, I'm over that. But then you go out in public and you see them and all of a sudden that's the only thing that's drawing
your
attention.
Well, it's,
you
know, almost just like, okay, you need your, it's almost like a little bit
like go handle it,
right?
You know,
you're like,
like,
whoa,
you're not,
dude.
Over it,
yeah,
that's fine. Yeah. But
and when I say too, like, even in, I don't know, but I would not be, if my man or, yeah, I'm gonna say man because I don't even consider them fucking broken up, honestly.
Yeah.
But if my man is inviting all these bitches to his section,
it's done. It's done. But the sad thing is, you would think that that's like evident, obvious, like.
No,
but no, bitches do it every day where they're like.
That's what I'm saying. I will. I think I just have. No, there's a lot of women. I don't
a
even
lot
think. Yeah, no. Like,
that go through crazy shit.
Yeah, my standards, you're not one going to embarrass me. I'm not going to look like a fool.
Right.
No. No, I'm sorry. But that's what I'm saying. And I'm not going to lie, understand women that, we've said this in a few episodes, that are just try to be nonchalant.
Right.
Like, oh, I don't care. Like, or the women that are like, those people that say, oh, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter as long as he comes home to you.
Yeah, like, are you insane?
No.
Literally, are you insane? Oh my God, as a matter of fact, ladies, this episode is all about self-respect.
Please, no, like, ladies, where, like, find your self-respect here.
It kills me. It truly kills me to see somebody, a woman, especially if they're like a friend of mine or somebody that I care about, that like cannot like find it in them to just boss up, which yes. I hate using that term because I feel like it's cringe, but for real.
No, yeah.
It's like after time and time again, yes. how many things can this man do? And I'm not just talking about like little things. Like yes. I'm talking about the most tragic of tragic yeah. things that I'm like, you're still there together?
That's what I'm that? Saying. Yeah,
you know no. what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, I get it. We've all been there. It takes a little while to find it sometimes, but if you don't find it eventually,
right? But that's what girl. I'm saying, especially public things.
No,
bro, you will right. not embarrass me. Like, and that's it. You will not be bringing females to the club and expect me to
sit here. I will never
speak
to you again,
bro. No,
never.
No,
I'll never speak to you again. Mm-mm.
And what I'm especially not gonna do is no. I'm just no, thank you. But it's almost like, after time and time again, I do want to like give grace because I understand it
for sure,
but it's like, what are you doing?
Come on.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm saying. I think we've all been in that position before, and it really isn't always easy. Mm-hmm. It's not, because you think you're doing yourself a favor because you're obviously so in love with this person. Mm-hmm. I guess, or you really have strong feelings for this person that you're like willing to see past a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, my advice to you guys is to one day say everything out loud to somebody, like tell your story from A to Z. Yes. Out loud of everything. And like, I hope that moment of realization hits, because yes. when you speak aloud, like you have to tell somebody that like, oh, he did this and then we move past it, and then he did this and we move past it, and then he did this. You're kind of like, and then he did this. Yeah. Like, damn. I mean, how many things did he
do? If you're realizing that you're like stupid, if you're like, it's okay, not, you know what I'm saying? But I swear, no, what I was just saying, which is actually good that you said that, is like, if you ever, ladies, get in a situation and you realize, wait, I look goofy
as fuck,
leave. Like, what are you doing? Like, if there's ever a realization to where you're like, no way, like I look goofy, he's making like, or yeah. he's embarrassing me,
right,
get out of the situation.
And a lot of them are like, I don't know, they feel like, oh, it's too late. I mean, especially that just goes back to being together for a long time too.
A lot of them I feel like are like, no, I'm gonna make this man like almost like
payback
a, no like, oh. Like an ego thing, like a pride thing. Like I feel like a lot of females are like, no, like I'm gonna like make him block this girl, or
like he's change gonna, him I'm gonna
I guess change him, but yeah. yeah, like almost like an ego thing, like, no, he's mine, watch this.
Yeah,
but it's like, no, if he's already making you look like a goofy, what do you know?
Literally, don't, bye. Yeah, I'm like, I feel like that's another thing too. I'm like, can we leave the I can change him in the past?
Yeah,
and let's start moving forward with, if he's not, he don't already got it, then he's got to go. Yeah. You know, we're not changing.
No, stop changing nowadays. Or stop trying to change a man and just change the man.
And no, right? Exactly. And nobody can make somebody change or do something they don't want to do.
Right.
And that's hard to accept. But
it is.
But it's true.
Yeah. There's so many fish in the sea. I mean, but going back to what we just said about like, if you find out something that makes you look stupid or goofy, you know what it reminds me of this time that I went to Miami, and I went with this guy that I don't even know what you would call it. Like, we were never official, whatever. We were just talking on and off for 4 damn years, probably.
Yes.
So stupid of me. It's okay though, I'm not stupid no
see
longer.
But this is what I said, once you have the realization, yes. it's never too late.
No,
you,
yeah, exactly. And we went to Miami, and he honestly treated me so badly, I'm not even gonna lie to you, right? He treated me, I don't know why I stayed, but, or not even stayed, but you know, was still involved with him.
Continue to talk.
But the first night, not all of the group was there. It was like my two other girl best friends, and then him and me, and they wanted to stay out, but I was tired. I was like, I want to go back to the hotel. I don't know why. I honestly think I just wanted to go back to the hotel with him, because when you're with like the person that you like, you be having fun,
right?
So honest, I swear to you, and this is red flag number one, I thought my ass was gonna be on my own. Like, I thought he was gonna want to stay with my friends, because that's just how badly I got treated. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he didn't. He ended up coming with me, and when we got back to the hotel, I took a shower and I left my phone. First of all, I can't remember if I knew that he knew my password, but I just didn't, like, he never seemed like the type, because the way he acted so nonchalant and this and that and the third. Anyways, I get out of the shower, he's deep dive in my phone, and I'm like, I'm not freaking out, but I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, what are you,
right? Like, because give me yours,
right? No, I said that. I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna, give me your phone, like, I'm not gonna be the only one here.
Yeah.
So I got his phone, bro. This is what I was talking about. It's like those TikToks that are like, when you go through his phone and find out he's the one getting rejected, and he's bro, it was exactly that. Like, and Snapchat was the worst. On Snapchat, it was just like DM after DM after DM, like left on red, or like just sliding up. And I was like, I literally think I looked at him from that moment on. I was like,
icked.
There's no way. Yes. And as a matter of fact, I hooked up with somebody, I think, the next day.
You did?
Yes. And he never knew. But I was just like, I never looked at him the same. I was just like,
was there anything that he was trying to be like pressed about, like that he
on my phone? Yes, but my phone had literally nothing compared to what his had.
No, it's always
and funny. I was just so just like, I don't know. And that was where I was like, yeah, I look like a damn goofy.
That is like one of my biggest ick fears. Mm-hmm. Is like you know how they say you're just the one that happened to respond.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Like, no, like, ew. Literally. Like, no way. I'm sitting here thinking I was handpicked. like the effort was just like with me. Yes. And it was a copy and paste, or like just multiple shots were taken elsewhere, and I was the only dummy that responded thinking it's cute.
No,
that's my living fear.
That's where I was like, yeah, no, that was wild.
That
actually just happened to me too, like, again, with another guy recently that like shot his shot, I don't know, he tried to get at me, whatever. And then I see who he's with the next day. I was like, okay, I'm like, this is the world we live in. I don't know.
It's giving, we just shouldn't have responded. Like, what? Like, that's sick. First of all, I need to know, like, are you guys out here copy and pasting your messages? Because I've seen that happen.
Oh, the men?
Yes. Yeah,
probably.
Yes.
They say the same thing.
They have to be. Like, but each DM that they DM, like,
is the same
to a girl? Yeah, you think so?
No, for sure.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Me either. Copy and paste?
No.
I'm like...
No, unless I'm telling a fucking story.
You know,
No, I've never done that. But I've also, I'm not even going to lie to you, like, because we also were just, remember the story I told you? Actually, the story, you guys, of how, the one I just had where I met this guy, and the next day he was with somebody that was just like, okay.
Yeah.
That guy, he had told me that that girl slid into his DMs. Have you ever done that?
Hell no. Hell no.
Life, I think I've done that about once or twice ever in my lifetime of 25 years, and I will never do it again. I don't even know why I did it. It was
no,
so
I'm like,
long
were
ago.
They worth it?
No, it was like, okay, I
like,
swear,
were they fine, or like, what
it was like
the deal?
3-4 years ago, and yeah, one of them, I honestly can't remember how many, but I maybe it was one, but one of them was fine, but I didn't say no weird, no, I slid up, and I said something like, I don't know.
Yeah, probably, what did you say?
I think I said something like, it's probably still there. I probably was like, oh, you fine. I don't know. But no.
She wasn't putting 19 hard eyes, okay? It wasn't.
No.
Cringy.
Listen to this. There's this one girl, which I will never speak to this girl again. She's like a terrible person, okay? But
ooh, I'm like,
she,
who? Bleep it.
The one that.
Terrible ass
female. Okay.
Yes.
She slid into his DMs, the same guy that I did. But hers was so embarrassing. Like, if I was a man, and this is how I just know. Well, I don't know. Like, what is it with men? Do they? No, I know what it is. They just.
I know what it is.
I don't actually know what it is. I think they just want to have with anybody. Anyone that has a hole.
Yeah.
They're. I swear to you, I don't know.
Anyone that has a hole,
I swear,
is
because
so real.
She slid in his DMs and said something like,
a hole.
Some pickup line. You guys may know what I'm talking about. Like, talking about some, I can't remember. Like, something about, like, I need you for my next subject I'm gonna study to write an essay. Bro, just some cringy. I was just like,
I just got secondhand embarrassment. So
I was like, no way. And see, yeah, no.
Wait, so you're saying that's what she said to
no,
him?
No, she that, yeah. That's what I will never, ever, ever do in my, well, I will never slide into a man's DMs again in my life. Never. I don't even know what I did at the time, 3-4 years ago. Maybe I was just like, maybe it was just like to that. See if I could act, like see what would happen. Right. I don't know.
You were just testing.
But that's wild. Ritz. We're in 2025. Stand up.
No, I don't know. I just, and like, I feel like it's going to be one of those things. It's like, oh, like, I don't know, sexist or whatever, where it's like, why can't women?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you guys say. No way you guys should be sliding in no man's DM. Yeah, I will forever stand on the fact that it's like, even when you're interested, like, don't let them know too easy, too fast. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, no, that's too much access. That's too much vulnerability for me. Like,
and that kind of goes along with the theory that's like, they have to like you more.
Yes.
Like the man has to like you more.
I believe that 100%.
Me too. I do 100%.
Too. Because I'm like, you better be obsessed.
No, yeah.
Like, hello?
Yeah.
Before I even think.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Okay, wait. Before you even continue or ask me what you're going to ask me, I wanted to see what I DM'd him. I still have the DM.
Yes.
This was 2021. Okay, I just want to put this out there. This was 4 years ago.
You know what I was going to say, though, before you say that? There are a lot of men out there, though, that are like, oh, like I love a bold girl.
Yeah. See, okay, I'm not. Wait, what?
Like a bold girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you said lovable girl, or I don't know what I thought you, which is good too. But okay, I swear we're not trying to make it seem like it's like such a bad
thing. Yeah, no. It's just something I would never do.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. Like anymore.
Yeah.
It would have to be like, no, I don't know.
Like, I feel like if a girl like told me they did it, I mean, depending on what they said, mm-hmm. but if they did it, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, like, ew, what is wrong with you?
Right.
I just would never do it.
Damn, my hair had that many flyaways this whole time. It's all right. I said, it must have been like a selfie, and I said that face, and then he put like a black heart and like the emoji.
Oh.
And then 3 days later, he stood up and said that face, and then I put a black heart. So see?
No, that's not bad.
But
that's
no, I also found what the girl had said. Look, I have it. This is actually freaking hilarious. This is hilarious. Let me see. She said, I'm writing a term paper on the finer things in life, so I was wondering if I can interview you. And this might be even more crazy.
Wait, what did he say?
Of course. Is it cool if I interview you next? My term paper is on my next girl. Maybe it's a good thing that I never talk to him again.
I'm like, you see, though, that is what I mean when I say I just could never. Like, it's very... I don't have any words for it. But like I said, you know, there are people out there that are like, I love a bold woman. I just feel like...
What?
I'm trying to like process what I think, because I understand when they say that, you know, like...
That oh, they
like,
love I a like, bold...
Yeah.
Or like they love women that shoot their shot first.
Yeah. Okay. But I still would never do it. I'm trying to reason, but I don't know.
And in my opinion, I'm not trying to make this seem so bad, I swear.
Because it's not.
Yeah, but I also kind of want a man that, like, knows what he wants and goes after it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I think everybody in the world loves to feel, like, a little chased. Well, yeah, like, everybody wants to feel chased or wanted, and so...
See, but this whole conversation, I'm thinking of this TikTok that I just saw, and actually, the guy who made this TikTok is somebody I used to be friends with, one of the basketball boys at UNLV. Mm. He made a TikTok responding to this girl's TikTok. I think the girl's TikTok was saying something like, why don't men approach women anymore? Mm. And his response was, because y'all be on social media, like, basically putting out, like, this, that, and third, like, all these standards. Like, oh, I don't want... Oh, he works here? I'm not talking... What, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So I'm not... Like, that's not what we're doing. But I do also get that, like... But no, I don't. Because if you're a man, and if you want something, then why wouldn't you go get it?
No, right.
Yeah.
No,
so
exactly.
I kind of don't agree with that.
It's everything that we talk about, situational, depending on the person. Yeah. And you know what, though? I have seen certain situations where, like, a woman shoots their shot at a guy, mm-hmm. and they end... And I'm like, if one of my friends did that, like, I'd be like, okay, like,
right.
you go,
yes,
you know?
And hype them up.
I really think it's more of the, like... I don't know, when it starts to give beggar, you know, is when it gets, like, cringe.
Like, say you did it, something simple, and then like
nothing,
or like he responded and that was it, like it wouldn't happen.
And then like you keep doing it, like that's giving, like
that's why I say like stand up, like no,
right? Because you know what, because we could flip it around, and when a man does that to us, mm-hmm. it's not even just when we do it to them, when a man does that to us, it's unattractive. Like I mean, unless I'm interested, which again, I don't understand why I wouldn't be responding if I was, you know, but it's like, damn, like get a hint, you know, like.
Yes. No, but yeah. No, I want to know what you're going
to ask. Oh, I was going to ask you, okay, that's along the same lines of, would you, okay, if this is your most perfect man, okay, like you love him, he's great, he has everything mm-hmm. you're looking for, like you can see yourself spending the rest of your life having children with this man,
okay,
would you propose to him?
No. Bro, I saw this post, I will never forget it. I will mop the ocean floor before I get on one knee. No, like literally.
I don't, that is like beyond me. No. I don't know. It's just one of the, that is, but it's like, okay, it's not equivalent, right? Because obviously marriage is way more serious than sending a damn DM to somebody or signing the DMs, but it's like along the same lines to me. It's like,
I will take a mop, for real? Swim down to the bottom of the ocean.
Literally.
Yeah.
No. I'm never getting it.
No.
Hell no. There's no way. But there are people out there that do that, believe it or not.
That is no. See, and that's where I feel like you like him more.
See, yeah. And that's one of those things where it is bad to me. If I saw you get down on your fucking knee for a man, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
I swear I've heard it from so many men. Like, a man knows within the first 3 months.
For sure.
Yeah.
Days, I feel like. Weeks. Like, if it, not necessarily if that's going to be your wife in days, but like if they're worth actually pursuing. Yeah.
No, for sure. But I don't know. I definitely agree with. They have to like you more. But then, see, it can sometimes be south because if they're too much.
Then they get annoying.
Yes. Yeah. Then you get, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not trying to say there's all these standards. I'm just saying, I don't know.
It's situational because you know what? There are men out there. There are men out there that act like they do like you more.
And they don't.
And they're still out there doing shit. Yes. So it's like, does it really matter? Yeah. Like, I like you more, you like me more, or you're acting like you like me more. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can definitely make you believe that they like you more and still be doing some crazy shit. Exactly.
So. See, this is my other problem with what I was saying in the beginning that I thought about. Is like, when I was saying with men, the problem with men is that when I was saying like, oh, sometimes I want to like focus on myself. But then it's like, no, like, I enjoy going out, right? But it's like, how do people meet people if you're not, like, mingling, out and mingling?
Right.
I'm not going to meet my man in a Pilates class.
I mean?
No. If you're in a Pilates class. See, I'm not trying. Yeah. Hey, get your workout on.
If you do yoga, then no. No, I mean, I don't, it happens in the most randomest way I guess, I think, you know?
Yeah.
I think
I just feel like it has to be like,
see, but I also feel like it's just like how we always say intuition and just being observant, and it's like a gift that we feel like we have of being able to tell very quickly whether or not somebody's worth it. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of times that we just kind of like in the back of our heads know that they're not, but just hope that they will be. Yeah. And that kind of gets in the way a lot, you know? Where it's just like, damn.
No, it does. No, it does for sure. That's why I don't know. I don't know why when I see certain things, I'm so like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But maybe I need to see. I don't know. It's a very confusing road when you're like talking or getting involved with men.
For sure.
That's why I say like, it's almost like I want to just be like, bro, F this. Like,
yeah.
I'm not like texting nobody, responding to nobody. Talking to nobody, but then I don't know.
And then the next one comes in.
I know. Then you're like, oh, sweet talk.
Right.
No. Yes. So I don't know. It's a very hard situation to be.
I'm just like, why are we still wasting people's time in 2025?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And that goes back to every single thing that we said today. Like, even the first situation. Like, bro, if you're head over heels for your girl, what are you doing?
Right. Like obviously you're not, though. Obviously you're not.
Yeah.
You know? You can't be. You literally can't be. You can't do both. Like, you really can't.
Yeah.
You can't be head over heels for somebody and, like, I don't know, you know, because I used to be a believer in that. I feel like I used to be victim to that, mm-hmm. where it's like, no matter what, you know, but it's just like, once somebody is willing to do a certain thing, even if it's that, even if it wasn't serious, like, mm-hmm. you guys were trying to talk or date or whatever, right. It's like, just looking at a person like that,
like them as a person.
Yeah. It's like, you're supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's giving, like, you're still in love with this girl or whatever, mm-hmm. but imagine that was you, like, you wouldn't, being, you know,
like,
what I'm,
yeah,
saying?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, so it's like, yeah, like, so then it's like, you kind of put yourself, you're like, wait, I wouldn't want to be in that situation anyways.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That situation looks terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because you don't really love that girl.
Right.
I'm like, you're over here looking at her, this, that, whatever, but you're still willing to come out in front of her with different bitches.
That's
you don't
insane.
Like her. You don't like her.
That's insane.
But for whatever reason, they swear up and down that they do. And I don't know what's wrong in their brains where it's like, they're able to do fucked up shit, mm-hmm. but still swear to God, like, oh, but I love you.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
See, I swear. That's what I'm saying. I think men, and it has to be men that are in tune with their emotions.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the men that are actually in tune with their emotions are, like, emotionally mature.
Yes.
They, like, one, if they really, really genuinely, like fuck with somebody, like, if that's their person, like, they ain't finna do
ever.
No, they
ever.
Ain't finna ruin that.
No,
like,
I
don't. I don't think so. Like, they may, maybe, like, small, but not that. Do you know what
100%.
I'm saying? 100%. I promise you, if that man, like, likes you for real,
he would not
mess
do
that.
No. Never. And especially, like you said, to the public extent too.
Yes, to the public. That's what I'm saying. Like, knowingly. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think that, like, if, like, a man gets caught in a lie, I think that's a little bit different, because,
right.
like, then he can, like, then he chooses how he's gonna address the situation.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Then that'll also show how much he likes you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But it's,
yes.
like, I don't know, their ego. I don't know, but I swear to you, I want to believe. I think, no, when a man generally fucks with you, he's not gonna do that shit to you.
There's no way. There's literally, mm-hmm. no way. But I do think that a lot of the men out there genuinely have it in their heads, like, I do, like, you know, he would still sit in her face and be like,
yeah,
I do love you, like, it's like,
yeah.
they believe it, you know?
I literally made a comment. I was like, that's your girl, she's like, I was like, she's bad as fuck, like, go get her, what
yeah.
are you doing?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, she is, huh, but still single. I was like,
okay. I lose hope in people,
okay.
every freaking day. Like,
I was
what
like, this
on earth? Like, still single? Okay.
Yeah, well, I was like,
go off.
Right on.
Go off.
Right on.
You know, that's the, and those are the people that you just gotta let them be.
That's what I'm saying.
Literally,
I'm just like, like, I don't know.
You don't want to be that person.
Yeah, that's like, okay, friend.
Sure. Right, no,
like,
right.
Like, strictly like, okay, friend.
Silly friend.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, but I don't know, it's a tough world out here.
No, it is. And I'm just like, why are people so much more fucked up, it seems?
I don't know, that's the thing. And people blame it on the world, on society, on social media, this and that, the third. But why do you can't, because that shows me, like, you're so easily influenced,
mm-hmm.
if somebody, because that's like me, like, I think about this every single day, right? Like, I think about how nice I am, right? Like, I'm very nice. Like, I look, when I go out, I'm always like, I'm very talkative, like,
yeah.
I say hi to everybody and myself, you know, like, I don't, like, I'm not one of those. Actually, we were talking about this last night, me and the girls, like, we were saying how we hate, I don't know, you probably have to agree with the word, but we hate bitches that are mean girls.
Yeah.
Like, they're,
no,
just mean.
Sure.
Like, you may be bad as fuck, but if you sit there and you're like,
disgusting, right?
Bro, I hate that.
No, I do too.
Like, why do you, okay, like, you can have confidence and still be a nice girl.
100%.
You can be bad, you can have the confidence, you can know you're that girl and still be a nice girl.
No, for sure.
You know, I cannot stand mean ass bitches.
And there's nothing better than somebody out there, or a girl out there, mm-hmm. that's a pretty nice girl.
Yes.
And they're so rare. They're so rare to find. Yeah. A pretty nice girl.
No, I swear, I think about that all the time. Like, I think about, like, I don't know why, but, like, after going out, I'm always, like, damn, like, I'm, like, I always, like, kind of think about the night, right? Mm-hmm. And I was, like, damn, I was so nice, like, talking to everybody.
Yeah.
And then I'm, like, damn, maybe I should just, like, keep more to myself. But I'm, like, why? I'm, like, I have fun. Yeah. Like, that's just who I am. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we were talking about that because when we got into the section, the girls that were there, like, didn't say one word. They were just, like, and we were talking about how we're so opposite. Like, if we were somewhere first, right, and girls are coming in, we're like, hi, nice to meet you. Yeah. And we were just like, yeah, that was weird. But they didn't, a couple of them ended up leaving. But yeah, we were just like, okay, like, you're weird.
And there's nothing worse, too, than those girls that are like that. And then they stand, or like, they flex on it.
Yes.
They're like, yeah, I'm a mean bitch. Yes.
Like, no, I don't like that. I'm like,
what is, like, and y'all so are weird. What? Right. No, I don't like it either. I
cannot stand that. I can't.
Like, I feel like I've been put in situations, too, where, like, especially when I'm drinking, like, mm-hmm. is when I become the most social. And I've been put in situations where, like, that, like, same exact, I can see that same exact thing happening where it's, like, you know, we're somewhere and then girls come up and mm-hmm. it's very, and I'm, like, very much, like, ready to be, like, oh,
yeah.
And then the girls I'm with are, like, the fuck, like, who is this? Like, yeah. What? And I'm, like, you know, like, it's, it makes me feel awkward because it's just like, why?
Well, yeah,
I don't get why.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't get it either. I'm like, and then how do you guys not recognize that? Like, guys want a mean ass bitch. Like, for what?
See, and they be saying that they do though.
They want a mean girl.
That's what they be saying. That's what. Oh, I don't want my girl friendly. I want.
You know, see, but that's different. A girl being friendly with girls, is different than men. Yeah, right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, why do you want a bitch that acts like she's stuck up? I wouldn't want that. Like,
they're like. Confidence attracted to like confidence or something. I'm like, you, like you said, you can be confident without being rude.
Yeah, but then that also to me seems boring. Like, you're gonna have a bitch that's sitting there like,
right, not talking to nobody. Like, you have to entertain her,
like, get up. Right. That's weird. I don't like that. Yeah, mind you, I've been in a situation to where I kind of was more, but that's because like the girls were like mean girls. So yeah, I'm like,
you're not about to say nothing.
Yeah,
you can tell vibes are like vibes, and vibes you can read very quickly. I feel.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter how pretty you are if you're mean, bro. I'm
it's
like,
out.
Right, like, you're weird.
You know why too though? Those girls get gassed so hard that they it like gets to their head.
Yeah,
where it's like they're like. They kind of expect it. Yeah. Like, they're like, so what? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, no. My other problem is, oh my God, because of these situations, it makes me want to go back to, like, people that...
You already knew.
Yes. Just people that I probably shouldn't even communicate with.
See, but then that's just, like, full circle. Because then it's, like, they're probably even worse than the people that you've... been trying to like
meet?
Yes,
I think so.
Yes,
yeah,
like they're left in the past for a reason, right? But no, I get what you're saying though, because it's like you already know them and it's like,
well, not, yeah,
like comfortability in a way. Yeah. I guess you think
no, because I'm not like the person in my mind is new too, but like
but they already fucked up.
Yeah.
But so, is what do you think it's like, just not deep enough of a level of hookup?
Or thirsty. Forgot I had this. Oh. I don't know, it's just like, ugh, like my vibe talking to them was so cool. You know,
but then why did it end?
I don't know. Well, because idiot,
see, but it's like, so that was for a reason, right? I mean it was fucked up enough for you to stop talking, right?
Oh my God.
See, but then it's like a pattern. Like, then that's just gonna happen. It was a deep gulp. Did you?
It went down the wrong throat. I mean,
no, I'm just saying, like, but they're just gonna fuck it up again.
You think so?
Well, why would they fuck it up the first time? Right?
Because they didn't mean to, but they were caught. I mean, this is not what to do. No, I'm just kidding. No, this was like, that's what I'm saying, though. It's like, when somebody, that's what I'm saying. Like, and we talked about this. Like, we talked about this on, I believe it was, I think the previous, no, maybe two episodes ago. Like, you're not in too deep with this person, and they mess it up. So you're like, yeah, I'm off you. but what if I'm really not off you because I kind of had a good connection with you that right. clearly like other people I don't have a connection with.
But it's like if they're messing up that early, then what are they going to do that much right later? Too. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's like, I feel like mm-hmm. that's like the telling piece. It's like, bitch, I'm already giving you a warning on what to expect if you keep, you know?
But see, then you could look at the situation and be like, well, in my, like in the situation, it wasn't even really anything. So, but there was like white, like little white lies. But it's like, we weren't dating.
Right. But then that makes it worse though, right? Devil's advocate, because it's like, if you weren't dating, then why feel the need to tell white lies?
Well, that's what I don't understand about men. Yeah. Full circle back to men. Yeah. They tell little white lies about every single freaking thing.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like the first story about the man that I was talking about with his ex. Like when he was telling me about the story of the ex, and it all started because he was like, oh, I'm gonna throw away my Christmas tree. And I was like, oh, like why? And he's like, oh, like the cats messed it up. And I was like, wait, you have cats? And he's like, no, my ex did. And that's when I was like, oh wait, you just got out of a relationship? And he's like, yeah. And that's when I was like, how long? And he's like, oh, it was like 4 or 5 years. And I was like, when did you break up? And he's like, oh, 4 or 5 months ago. But you have the Christmas tree, and that was like, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, wait, you wouldn't have a Christmas tree up 4 or 5 months ago.
Right. Unless, because he's a man. But no, I wouldn't believe it either.
Yeah, unless he never put it away, you're saying? Yeah. Like the whole damn year?
Yeah. I mean, men do some questionable shit.
Yeah, because that would have been like 4 months before Christmas. In this case scenario.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that'd be insane.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I'm like, wait, that was that already at like, why right, like, just be honest? Like, right. Like, did y'all break up that's a month ago?
That's what I'm saying. That's like red flag already, right. You know?
Like if we're literally nothing, if right. we're literally friends here yes. vibing, why are you lying? Yeah. And that's the thing. Maybe like I'm such an open person. I don't know. I don't get it.
People are just, they don't care. If it's not like a huge lie, they don't think it's
like a big deal.
See, and this goes back to what I'm saying, like sometimes I really feel like when people do shit like this, especially men, I'm like, do you genuinely believe it? Like, you know what I'm saying? When you lie, yeah, like I feel like you genuinely believe it.
But that is a thing, like people that lie so much to where they start believing their own lies. Yes. Yeah,
I feel like that might be the case.
Yeah,
I do. I really do.
I don't know. I just don't. I do. I think I said this too, but again and again, I just don't understand the little white lies. Like, I don't either. I don't. It's so easy to tell the truth. Like, what?
And it, like you said, especially you don't even owe this person anything right. like that yet. It's like weird. So right. imagine when you do owe me something. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're for sure lying. Because yeah. now you feel like you know what, you know what it is between you and I. Now we're a thing. You know I'm going to get upset. You know I'm going to stop talking to you or, you yeah. know, we're going to break up, whatever the case may be. So you're definitely going to lie your ass off. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just like bad from the jump.
Yeah, if it starts like that, yeah, I guess yeah. that's again where self-respect comes into play, because you're like, yeah, no,
like, right, like one and done,
right, right. Mm-hmm. But that's hard sometimes,
for sure,
because you don't want to, sure. like, it's like you don't, it's like the struggle of, oh my god, you used to go, what's your favorite color 5 million
no
times,
right, you know right, saying? Like, I mean, learn about another family,
yeah, that's wild. Not meeting no family,
you know what I'm saying? No, not meeting, but like, you're like, how many sisters,
right, 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 you're like, ugh.
You go through the whole process again. No, I get it, I get it. It's tough for sure to have to retell your story for meet the people
yeah.
time.
Yeah, I guess meeting people in this day and age is just very complicated because of how people are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes you want
to makes you up. Not want to meet people.
Yeah,
but then it's just like, well, no, I'm not gonna stay my ass inside, like, right. one, I have fun being outside, two, if I meet someone, I meet somebody, and you just never
well,
know.
Well, you know, I think maybe it's a matter of just like, you know, you can still go outside, you can still meet people, mm-hmm. but not to try not to get too, like, don't get your hopes up too fast. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. don't look for something in everything. Yes, see, that
but
you
that's
do.
What I struggle with, because I'm such a lover girl.
No, yeah, no, you know? I get that too.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm in love.
You're like, you tell the family right. story once and you're like, okay, so
right, no, that's what I'm saying, like, I always want to think I'm such a nonchalant girl, but I'm not. I'm a lover girl, so sometimes it's hard for me
when
to
you
be.
Have a big heart, man.
Yeah,
you know,
it yeah happens. So I don't know when that's gonna change, like, to where I don't know if it'll change, but maybe just even I don't know what to do.
I'm like, stay strong. stay strong out there, you guys. And Don't go looking. That's what they always say, too. Yeah, don't go looking.
That's for sure. That's what I don't do. But it's just, like, I swear every time I'm out, I meet somebody.
Don't be so quick to let your guard down, you know, even when you start talking to somebody and you do have the swap of the meeting conversation where it's like you get to know each other. That doesn't mean they're always telling the truth, and it doesn't mean they're always being genuine about it. But it doesn't always mean that they're not either. Okay. So it's like, you know, take your time.
Yeah. So chill. I guess take things
And then
slow.
As soon as they're genuine, then say I love you.
Just kidding. Yeah, we shall see. Life goes, but so I don't know, today was just talking about life and meeting people and self-respect, and I don't think we had any lessons. I think we were just talking about how hard it is in this day and age.
I think we can all relate,
you know. But we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
If you guys have any tea for us, any questions, any topics that you guys want to see us talk about on the podcast, feel free to comment down below or send us an email.
Bye.
Bye.